Across Arizona, small communities are also feeling the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. From the Fronteras Desk, KJZZ's Michelle Marisco reports on what's happening in several small towns in eastern Arizona. And then we'll hear from Matthew Casey on events taking place in Gila Bend.
Near the state's boundary with New Mexico, the town of Clifton, Arizona, issued an emergency proclamation Monday, but it only impacts City Hall. Mayor Luis Montoya says the rules follow the CDC's guidelines about minimizing crowds and about hand washing.
But outside of that, as far as our private business are concerned, such as the small restaurants, a few small restaurants that we have here, all we do is make recommendations.
By Tuesday afternoon, he says business hadn't changed.
The customers still are going through, is my most simple response.
And in the southern Arizona town of Bisbee, the Copper Queen Library decided Monday to close through the end of the month. That's led to some novel ways for the library to continue reaching out into the community, says Assistant Coordinator Allison Williams. One project she's looking into is temporarily lifting copyright rules on authors' books so that she can read recordings and give children virtual story times.
So there are a lot of questions amongst librarians across the country of how to address this and make that content available.
Nearby border town Douglas, Arizona, like Clifton, declared a public emergency Monday. And now Matt Casey reports about what's happening in Gila Bend.
Most of Gila Bend's roughly 2,000 residents don't make much money. Town manager Catherine Valenzuela says their local shopping options include a meat market, a Dollar General, and a Family Dollar.
So they sell, you know, obviously dried goods and some frozen goods, but not a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Valenzuela says residents have struggled to find what they need at those stores because of people from other places coming to Gila Bend and
buying out the stock of things such as toilet paper and cheese and eggs and milk.
Those who can't get the groceries they need in Gila Bend face a 40-minute drive to Buckeye or Maricopa.
So I feel like it's an unfair burden for our residents to be wiped out by members of other communities.
Valenzuela says living in Gila Bend means a lifestyle that's far away from essentials, and it's imperative that the goods that are in town go to local residents. Matt Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As Arizona continues to respond to the coronavirus outbreak, KJZZ is checking in with cities and towns outside the valley. In a moment, we'll hear about the situation in Globe. But first, Kingman is seeing a consistent flow of travelers. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers explains why.
The city of Kingman in northwest Arizona is a stop on historic Route 66. It's close to Las Vegas, Lake Mead, and the Grand Canyon. But despite concerns about coronavirus, American tourists continue to pass through town. That's according to Colleen Haynes, public affairs coordinator for Kingman.
I think we've seen kind of a little bit of a down tick, I guess, in maybe some foreign visitors, but we're definitely, I think, seeing some consistent numbers because I think those people that aren't traveling or able to fly overseas for their spring breaks are hitting the open road and going to the Grand Canyon and practicing social distancing in our national parks.
Kingman has canceled city council meetings in April as well as a citizens academy. Callers to Kingman Dispatch will now be asked specific questions about health symptoms and recent travel history. And like other places, Kingman is seeing a lack of toilet paper in stores. That can lead to downstream complications, though, and the city wants to prevent those. Without toilet paper, people may resort to personal care products like baby wipes and paper towels. Those things can clog the pipes. So this week, Haynes reminded residents to put them in the trash.
It's definitely not a career highlight to tell people what they can flush down their toilet, but it's necessary. It really can affect a wastewater treatment plant. It can cause flooding in your own home. Way down the line can cause, you know, sewer issues.
Only two things should be flushed down the toilet, she says, human waste and toilet paper. And that probably goes for people all across the state. Here's KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez with the situation in Globe.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say older adults are at higher risk of developing serious complications from the coronavirus. But 69-year-old Carl Lopez says he and other older volunteers weren't afraid of working their morning shift at the Gila County Historical Museum in Globe Tuesday because their community has no known cases at this time.
The reason we stayed open is like, you know, everything else is closed, and then people, you know, they're going to be going through town anyway, traveling or something, and need a place to go, they could stop and look around.
The museum is staying open for now, but Globe schools are not. Jerry Jennings is the superintendent of the Globe Unified School District. His district has set up 13 food distribution sites across the area, including in the San Carlos Apache Indian Reservation, where many of his students are members.
Our schools aren't necessarily located in the neighborhoods where the kids lived, so we decided that we were going to go mobile. We worked with the Arizona Department of Education to certify some of our bus stops as mobile serving sites.
The district distributed about 400 meals, but ran out before they could serve everyone. The district hopes to provide more meals on Wednesday. Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.